When the General Assembly wrapped up its special session last fall, members enacted a set of pandemic-related eviction protections and set aside millions for the state's rent and mortgage relief program. Marty Wegbright with Central Virginia Legal Aid calls it a pay-and-stay system rather than the old way of go and owe.
That's going to benefit both parties, and rent gets paid, the tenant gets to stay. We protect the public against further spread of COVID-19.
He explains that landlords are required to give tenants who are behind a written notice about their balance, information about rental assistance programs, and 14 days to pay what's due. Larger landlords must also offer the option of a payment plan. And starting on the first of this year, a new rule took effect.
Now that we're into January, the landlord has to be the one who applies for rent relief on behalf of the tenant unless the tenant's already done so.
Wegbright notes that tenant cooperation is necessary and advises renters to have landlords file on their behalf.
It's actually a lot quicker for landlords to apply for rent relief than for tenants.
A federal moratorium on evictions for non-payment that was set to expire at the end of December has been extended through the end of January. I'm Kat Maudlin-Jackson.